Welcome everyone to another JMC Live. Today we have one of my great friends that I've been helping alongside for the last several months as we've been praying across what God is doing for revival in America. She is the founder and visionary of Christian National Revival. There's a great Facebook page that has been created connecting people all across the world for a revival that would specifically happen in America. And I have to tell you, folks, you're gonna want to hear what God is doing in America as she has this vision of how God is just stirring up in her heart. What started as just a dream and a vision became even more than that. It became something so great that different churches in her area have decided to come together. This is going to be June 26th to July 1st. Each night, there's going to be a different church and different people involved. Jill is going to share her story about her vision, her dream of revival in America, specifically on these dates, June 26th through July 1st. You're going to learn about what God is doing right where she's at in her heart, in her soul, and what she's seeing the plan for America of a Christian national revival. Thank you so much, Jill, for coming today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really glad to be able to share.
That's wonderful. So tell me about the dream and the vision. How did this come about?
Well, it's funny how the Lord works. I was working at a school district about 45 minutes from my home, and the only radio station that would come in was a Christian station that had preaching and inspirational music. So it would get staticky on any other station, and I think the Lord had a plan in that. So I was listening to preaching and listening to the word and some Bible studies on the way to work and on the way back. And as I started to really get closer to the Lord, and I loved it. I was really gaining a lot from it. I kind of got a picture in my mind. It was almost like a sign, and it said National Revival. And I thought, well, that's neat, Lord. How are you going to do that? And didn't really think anything of it. I am a very small fish in a small pond. I am from a very, very small community, only a couple hundred people. My church is a very small church with only about 30 regular attendees. And I thought, well, this isn't for me. A national revival, that means it's nationwide. So must be for somebody else. So I let that go for a few days and a few weeks, and the Lord just kept impressing upon me these images. And I got images of revivals in parking lots and tent revivals across the nation. I got images of just prayer meetings and people and neighbors joining together just to have fellowship and pray together. Campfires. I did see campfires and people around a campfire praying. And so he didn't really let me sleep, and he definitely answered me back every time I had an excuse. Well, some of the excuses were, I'm really busy, Lord. And he was like, I'll make time for you. And I said, well, I'm not the one to do this. I'm not a very good speaker. And he goes, I know better than that. I was the one who created you. So he definitely always had something to propel me forward. And one of the things I remember right before I announced this vision or this calling at church was he said, you're the vessel, but I work through you. So if you can just get yourself out of the way, I'll do the work. You just, I'm just going to be working for you. So you need to just let me work on this. And I said, okay, Lord, let's get this done. So it was a special day at church whenever I announced the calling or the vision. There were several churches there, and it was kind of where sister churches come in, and we had special fellowship that night and singing. And it was the Lord was there, and they could tell that this was really coming from the Spirit of the Lord. It wasn't something that Jill wanted to do. This is something that the Lord wanted to do. And that's where the Christian National Revival was born. There were other churches that decided to get in and help with the movement, And they got excited about it, and their excitement got me excited. Following that announcement and my testimony, I had another lady in the church that had not spoken up before came to me and said, I had the same vision. And so I knew that the Lord was putting it not only on my heart, but on others. And so I thought that that was pretty neat. After we decided, and it has moved forward since then, and we have gotten a tent revival going, and I'll share a little bit more about that later. But one of the young ministers who's going to be preaching at that tent revival said he saw the vision of him preaching at the tent revival before the tent revival was started. So I feel like now I have a better understanding of the direction that the Lord was going and kind of what he was wanting to accomplish in this. So this young minister who just announced his calling, he's only preached one Sunday. He's going to be preaching at this revival, this tent revival.
Amen. So God gives you this dream. You have the opportunity to present this to different people. Then you make the Facebook page. We connect. And we start building the page, reaching out to people. So what's the next step? What starts happening? We start talking to people. People want to catch the dream and the vision. So where is this leading? What's happening leading up to this step as the different churches got involved? You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Well, once I met you, which was really great too, because I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm just, I started this Facebook page, but I don't know what to do next. I told you I'm not the person for this job. And it was so funny because about 5 seconds after I said that prayer, you commented on our the post that I had made about it. And it just felt like the Lord sent you my way. So I was so appreciative that every single time that I had doubts or I felt like something wasn't moving, the Lord has provided a small miracle and shown us the way. So yeah, I reached out to you and you had some amazing ideas about how to get it started online and who to contact and things to do to get the ball moving. And I feel like you have been really instrumental in getting this started. And after we had conversed and you had told me about some things, we created a video locally that supposed to be played, in on television and stuff here. And so that has been pretty neat. I've never actually thought I'd be on TV. And they've created some a student come out of nowhere and said she would volunteer and create the graphics and the video, I think that you showed at the beginning. And so we've had help all along the way that just kind of came along and they wanted to be a part. So our church, my church has, we're like I said, very small, but they started reaching out to friends and family throughout the states because this vision was not just for my local area or my region. It was a vision of churches or people across, God's church across the United States, taking time, the same time, to join together in prayer and worship, to pray for the lost and the nation. And so we reached out to other churches in other states. I'm United Baptist, and there are several very small United Baptist churches across the United States, especially the eastern side. And several of the United Baptists decided to join in on that. There's some in Mississippi and California. My pastor has a good friend, has a church in New Mexico. We have family in Florida who's having a revival. There's churches, multiple churches that have joined together and decided on having revivals and even a campfire service all week for that's one of the neatest ones I think that we're going to have. They're going to keep the campfire burning all week and just have prayer 24 hours a day, all day for the week. Those are in Missouri. And we also have Ohio and Virginia. And so we've had some reach out to us and say that they would like to be a part of this. If you can imagine kind of small flashlights, that's how the Lord showed me, like each church was a small light. But when you join us all together, It was like a circus light or a light, a beam of light reaching to the heavens. And so, and it attracts people. It creates curiosity. And so that's the goal. And that's kind of the direction we're leading. We're just wanting anybody and everybody that wants to be a part to join together for that week in any way of worship. We really don't want to have denomination boundaries. If you can join together with your neighbors or other churches, we're just God's church. And I think that that's the calling, is that the church come together and pray and worship, especially for the nation, our children, and the lost. And of course, revival.
And the way I see this is, and like you said, as we've been walking along step by step. Now, of course, I'm sharing on screen what's happening locally there in Missouri. But as we're preparing for this message, here it is a Friday that we're recording this. We're going to be getting this shared later tonight or tomorrow morning. God is opening doors in such a way that people are going to catch this vision, and they're going to be people that are going to have events during the week. Other people aren't going to have events during the week. They're going to be praying. They're going to be attending these other events. So there's different things happening. There's stuff happening in other countries that are going on this same week as well. This is a very strategic, important week. There's vacation Bible schools going on. There's revivals. There's homecomings. There's sing-ins. And so many wonderful things that are happening. So Monday, June 26th to July 1st, we challenge you to pray. We challenge you to fast. We challenge you to find some kind of event that is going on. Pray for the events that are happening in Missouri and California and Ohio and elsewhere, because God is opening the doors for a national revival. Now, we talked about this before the broadcast. What happens after the end of this? And we discussed about, well, typically, the way church culture is, you have a concert, you have a special speaker, you have a special singer, you know, during the offering time or a special event, and then that's over, and then the committee comes together just to plan for the next event. We're not waiting till next year. Christian National Revival is saying, this isn't going to stop. Just like with Asbury, the people that went to Asbury, they're still going to go out, be sent out amongst where they're at. The same thing is going to happen. The people that get involved all across America this week, this wonderful week of June 26th, July 1st, when this is finished, each day, people are going to go back to their homes. They're going to go to their jobs. They're going to go on vacation. They're going to go other places. They're going to go to school. And they're going to share the fire of God to other places, because God is not done with America yet. America's great days are ahead of America. We have a wonderful opportunity to shine our light, to be a beacon of hope, to transform our lives, our communities, our schools, our jobs, our businesses through the power of Jesus Christ. We want you to come together, to work together, to fulfill the Great Commission, to go and seek out the lost, to go and help heal our nation. And it's such a time as this. This week is very important in the prophetic. This week is very important for so many different levels, and God is speaking through Jill and everyone else involved.
I would like to include, yeah, absolutely. We don't want the revival to end. The whole point of having a revival is that we're reviving the spirit, and this is just the beginning. I know that, you know, just looking at Kentucky, and if you look at California and some of the places that have really seen revival, and I know in Canada, it's not stopping. We want it to continue. And so, God willing, it's going to spread. And this is just we're just igniting it. We want it to just be a fire that just spreads across the nation and across the world. So I've often said this might be the national revival, but next year we might have the international revival. So This is just the beginning of bigger things. I know that the Lord is working. He has shown his grace and his mercy and his spirit all along the way in this journey. And I feel it. It's an urgency I've never felt before. But I have gained, I'm telling you, when you get the spirit and it fills you up, you think that you're going to get all filled up and then that's going to be enough, but it just what makes you want more. And I know that there's people that are hungry and thirsty for the word and for this spirit. They're just miserable. They're unhappy. They don't know why they have that void or that emptiness inside of them. And I can tell you that this revival, I hope, is going to bring the spirit to them. And that is the goal of the Christian National Revival.
Amen. So if people could contact you, obviously there's the Christian National Revival Facebook page. There's a Christian National Revival at gmail.com and phone number 573-701-5136. 573-701-5136. Do you have any final words you would like to share before we end today?
Well, we will eventually have a website. We're working on that. So, you know, you'll be able to find that information later on through the Facebook page. My final word is, wherever you're at, whoever you're with, take this time during this week to really concentrate on praying and fasting and worshiping, giving praise to the Lord, but praying for our nation, praying for the lost, and praying for revival. As a nation, one church, unified in Christ.
Amen. And let's cover the date. So Monday, we have Evangelist Thurman Wibben and the Marble Creek United Baptist Church with Cody Harbison Liberty Church. That's Monday night. Yep. Special singing is Wadlow Hill. Tuesday is going to be a youth night. So the Annapolis First Baptist Youth with Brendan Meinhardt, Annapolis First Baptist, Zach Tedford, Marble Creek United Baptist. Wednesday, June 28th.
I'll input there right there. Brendan is a 17-year-old boy. He just graduated from high school. He announced his calling this year. He's amazing. Zach Tedford is the young man who announced his calling to preach, and that's going to be his second message preached. He was the one who just announced his calling, so that's going to be a special night.
Wow. That reminds me of when I did my first sermon when I was started writing it when I was 17, delivered it in 1997. I still have a copy of it. So it's very important for those that are getting called to the ministry to keep that record, especially if you're young and you're writing it in school and other places. It's very important to keep that information because you're going to need it in the future for your ministry and for those to look back at where you came from. So we got Wednesday, June 28th. It's the Goldsmiths and the Royers with Evangelist Charles Sutton and Mark Sutton. And then that's from New Providence United Baptist and Methodist United Baptist Church. Thursday, June 29th. The singers will be the Faith Cowboy Worship Team with Evangelist Michael McGee, Three Crosses Cowboy Church, and Ron Rosberger from the Faith Cowboy Church. Then Friday, June 30th, special singing Cindy Sutton, New Hope MB for Womble Fitzgerald Lambert, with Evangelist Larry Sutton, Marble Creek United Baptist, Ray Reese, Grace Church of the Heartland. And Saturday, July 1st, the Harbison Family Singers with Adam Logan, Arcadia Valley Assembly of God, and Adam Usher, Mount Pleasant United Baptist. Again, this doesn't end after this week. Oh. It continues on beyond this week. Revival, June 26th through July 1st, right there, 7 p.m. nightly, Highway 21, Arcadia, Missouri, 63621. But it doesn't stop there. We said this is happening in other states and things. So that's one of the things I'm going to be trying to do behind the scenes, to document all the different revivals, because we've been praying for weeks about what God is going to do through different ministries. Yes, we've been praying for you, the singer, you, the person want to be called to preach, the person that's involved with Vacation Bible School. We've been praying for the Sunday school teacher, those that help do ushering, whatever it is you're involved with the body of Christ. We've been praying for you that God will open the door and bring forth his glory right here in the United States. Thank you so much, Jill. It's been such an honor and privilege to spend this time with you. I know you need to get going, so I'm going to pray that God blesses you and blesses this revival and what's to come from the world. The Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, we come before you. We thank you, Jesus, for the Christian National Bible. We thank you, Lord, for Jill and what you called her to do, to be a visionary, to help make this Facebook page, to go forth and speak the name of Jesus and connect people together to learn more about God, to want to get involved with revival, to stir in our hearts and the joy of the salvation of God, to want to stir in our hearts, to want to be excited about heaven, to want to stir in our hearts, to talk about the power of Jesus, and to want to be transformed. Lord, we pray for everyone that hears about this revival, everyone that attends across the United States this week, whether it's their local church or go to another church, whatever they're involved in. Lord, send the Holy Spirit to start working on them. Prepare the way, Lord, for people's eyes and ears to be opened, to hear your Holy Spirit move, and that you bring your kingdom upon this earth, Lord, in such a way that people will see the signs and wonders and miracles of who you are, God, in their lives, that they will have a testimony of your power and be transformed by the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you. I'm so glad I was able to be here with you today.
All right. Thank you so much, Jill. God bless.
Thank you, Jeremy.